Good morning. Our question today is, if we have a mayor of a city or a mayor of a town, a governor of a state, if we have a ruler, but he's not the top ruler, he's not the prime minister, he's not the king, he's not the president, but he's something lower. He has a smaller geographic area, for example, like a governor or mayor. Do we still say Dina de Machusa Dina? Now, we're talking about someone who was not appointed by the chief executive officer of the country, wasn't appointed by the prime minister or the president or the king, but was elected to office in of himself. Do we say Dina de Machusa Dina? Or because that is not the melech, that's not the chief officer, Dina de Machusa Dina, Machusa, this isn't the melech, do we still say Dina de Machusa Dina or not? So we're going to start off with the Knesset HaGdola. The Knesset HaGdola, interestingly, quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba that we learned yesterday. Now, what we learned from it yesterday was like the Maharik's explanation, that the Rashba was saying that when you have a ruler of a city, when you have a person who is an authority, but in a smaller geographic area, we still say Dina de Machusa Dina. But we learned from that that it was talking not that that person was elected by people, like a mayor or governor, but rather he was appointed by the king. And accordingly, because he's appointed by the chief executive officer of the country to have a certain role, we say Dina de Machusa Dina. We proved it from the Gemara in Baba Kama that Shlucha de Malka Kemalka, the appointees, the messengers of the king, of the president, of the prime minister, are acting just like the melech, just like the king, just like the king. We say Dina de Machusa, so to when somebody is appointed by the king or the president, we also say Dina de Machusa Dina. Nonetheless, the Knesset HaGdola points to that Rashba and he learns otherwise. He says what this Rashba is really telling us is that if you have an elected official to a smaller area like a city or a town or a state, you would still say Dina de Malchusa Dina. That is the opinion of the Knesset HaGdola. Now, it happens to be that that doesn't seem to be the pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba was talking about appointees of the king who happen to act in geographic areas like in towns and cities. But nonetheless, the Knesset HaGdola learns otherwise, and he says it's talking about those who are elected and appointed in those areas. So despite the fact that the Rashba does not seem to be the best of sources for the Knesset HaGdola, there happens to be another tshuva of the Rashba that does say what the Knesset HaGdola is coming to teach us. The Rashba was asked about Shilton Ha'ir, somebody who was a government official. He was the mayor of the town, and he went and he sold the land from Reuven to Shimon. It's not that the law permitted him to do it. He took an executive act. He made an executive decision, and I guess he had something against Reuven, so he took the land from Reuven, sold it to Shimon, and he forced the sale. Now, obviously, Reuven was not happy about it, and Reuven asked the following question. Effectively, that land was stolen from me, and now it's in the hands of a gazlan, if it's in the hands of Shimon, or do we say Dina de Machusa Dina? In other words, if it was not Dina de Machusa Dina, if it is Dina de Machusa Dina, then Reuven has no choice in the matter. It's an effective sale. But if it's not Dina de Machusa Dina because it wasn't properly done, or we don't say Dina de Machusa Dina when it comes to a mayor of a town, then he could get his land back because it's being held by a thief. So that was the question that was posed to the Rashba, and the Rashba responded as follows. Effectively, he says, there is typically Dina de Machusa Dina for the mayor of a town, a governor, even if it's not the chief executive officer of a country, we would say Dina de Machusa Dina. But in this case, this isn't Dina. This isn't a proper act by the governmental official, by the mayor, but rather this is Gzela de Machusa Dina. This is stealing. And we would adhere to the Dina de Machusa when the governmental official, when the government, when the mayor, the elected official acts properly and equitably to people. When he acts improperly and inequitably to somebody, then we would not say Dina de Machusa Dina. That's not Dina. That's not an equitable law. That's gazlanusa. That's stealing by the governmental official. And we would not say Dina de Machusa Dina. So bottom line here, when it comes to do we say Dina de Machusa Dina to a governor or mayor of a town who is an elected official, the Knesset HaGdola indeed says we do say Dina de Mochusadina, albeit that the source that he brings in the Rashba may not be the best, but we have a different Tshuvas HaRashba that indeed does support that view of the Knesset HaGdola. Have a wonderful day.